It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It is the start of the 2017 football season. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Tim, we're live at Sydney tonight. What a way to start the season with Sydney and Unitigo.
Absolutely great way to start off the football season this year. And, you know,
great music.
5 miles apart, playing right off the bat. Last year, you had to wait till the end of the sectionals to see him play. And tonight, we get to see it right off the go.
Boy, and you said it, Tim. They didn't play in the regular season last year, but they did meet in the Section 4 Class D championship game. That was a great game and kind of catapulted Sydney onto their run where they made the state Final Four.
Absolutely. It was definitely a huge game for the Warriors, and it definitely did change the momentum of the year for them. They definitely took it on from the rest of the way and made it to the Final Four of New York State, so great job.
Want to welcome everybody in, of course, to the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. The staff at Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll break this down a little more and talk about what is to come here tonight between Sydney and Unitigo. Stay tuned. We got more live high school football coming up tonight on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a
WCDO?
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. It's the first night, the opening night of football here for the 2017 season. Boy, Tim, it seems like summer just flew by and we're right back in the booth again. It's always an exciting time of year when you're starting to gear up for fall sports and especially the first football game of the year.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, we had a little fall welcomer this morning with the weather. You know, I mean, it definitely was letting you know that it's here and it's definitely time to play football.
I know, my goodness, we've done many opening games or even the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of the game where you can wear a polo shirt, you can wear some shorts maybe to the game, and that's what the fans are wearing. And tonight everybody's all buttoned up like it's mid-October. It's kind of an interesting start to the season.
Absolutely is. I mean, there's a lot of people here right now and they are all bundled up at this point.
Well, the lights are on here at Sydney Alumni Field, of course, the beautiful turf facility, and it is a great facility here for this opening game. Reminds me of a couple of years ago when the first football game on this field was Sydney and Unitigo. Just always a special thing when these two teams get together, and I think you add in the mix of them playing for a sectional title last year, which I think was kind of unexpected. Sydney got off to a slow start last year, then turned down the Jets. Unitigo was pretty steady all season long, but no one going into the year expected that. So this year, again, a blank slate, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, it's funny because we talked about it all year long. You know, what a crying shame it was the Warriors weren't going to play the Spartans, you know. And then we got looking at it later on and later on. It's like, well, maybe it will happen. Maybe it will happen at sectionals. And sure enough, it did, and we were treated, that's for sure.
It was such a great end to the year last year because you had Sydney, you had Unitigo, and you had Harpersville Afton all in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. So we really had some local flavor there. The other team was Groton, and, you know, a lot of times you'll see the Grotons, the Tiogas, the Newfields, and those teams that get there. So it was really great last year to have three local teams down playing at Ty Cobb Stadium.
Yeah, definitely. When you get to the sectional level, it's usually the IAC schools, and it was really nice to have three representatives from the MAC.
So a great night for football, a little chilly, but everybody's settling in for this matchup between Unitigo and Sydney. We're going to take a break, and we're going to pause for the national anthem, but we will come back and get you set for this matchup, the first football game of the season between visiting Unitigo and the home team tonight, the Sydney Warriors. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be
with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney and Unitigo under the lights here at Sydney's Alumni Field. Both teams meeting on the 50-yard line here on the big Sydney logo, the S out at midfield for the coin toss. And the captains are shaking hands. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. And it's the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, that's where you need to go, including rentals. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. going to be very interesting here tonight, Tim. Some new faces, but some familiar faces, too, on both sides here. And from what we know from our pre-scouting reports here, I think Sydney on offense will look to open it up and use some wide-open playbook type of plays. And Unitigo looks like they might stick with that ground and pound. A lot of guys in the box just trying to kill some clock and go from there, similar to what they did last year.
Yeah, I know. You know, pretty much you can wrap it up in two words, and that's Darren Smith for the Warriors. They like to spread the ball around. He's got multiple receivers to throw the ball to, and then he's got a couple of good backs in the backfield. We'll see a couple of them running the ball tonight, too. But one thing you want to keep in mind is he was a sophomore last year, 2,500 yards passing. Absolutely incredible. We're looking for a lot more from him out of his junior year, and it should be pretty exciting because he's got Ethan Finch. He's got Brandon Evans.
You look at Liam Matthews.
Liam Matthews. Young guys are coming up and starting to come out and make the skill plays that Alex and Vib and those guys made last year. So
Hoskins is gone. Vibbert is gone. Dawson Backus is gone. We'll see David Gannon in the backfield tonight. So some holes to fill, but Sydney should be right there with a lot of weapons. On the other side for Unitigo, you know, before the last couple of years, they always had the big names, the playmakers. Last year, a bunch of hard-nosed guys that just kind of got the job done, and I think it's a very similar crew this year.